Nolte, Mark Zuckerberg Hands Legacy Media Humiliating and Historic Defeat. By John Nolte on January 7, 2025. Meta chief Mark Zuckerberg handed the corporate media its most humiliating defeat since, well, since Donald Trump won re-election on November 5. In a stunning announcement Tuesday, Zuckerberg admitted the third party, corporate media approved fact-checkers utilized by Meta's Facebook, Instagram, and Threads have been too politically biased and destroyed more trust than they created. More than once, Zuckerberg used the word censorship to describe what Facebook was doing and admitted that the legacy media was the reason for this. The legacy media pushed to censor more and more, he said. After Trump first got elected in 2016, the legacy media wrote nonstop how misinformation was harming democracy. Legacy media. His prescription to fix this is nothing short of a total surrender on his part and a devastating defeat for the legacy media and its phony, fake, and corrupt fact-checkers. We're going to get back to our roots and focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our policies and restoring free expression on our platforms. More specifically, here's what we're going to do. First, we're going to get rid of fact-checkers and replace them with community notes similar to X, starting in the US. He's shit-canning the fact-checkers. Not only that, his specific examples of where censorship went too far involve the two very issues the corporate media do not want to be debated, gender and immigration. We will now be allowed to debate those issues on Facebook. In worse news for the fake media, Zuckerberg said, "We are going to work with President Trump to push back on governments around the world going after American companies and pushing to censor more." Work with President Trump? And then there's this beauty. We are moving trust and safety and content moderation teams out of California, and our US-based content review is going to be based in Texas. As we work to restore free expression, I think it will help to build trust to do this work in places where there's less concern about the bias of our teams. Please not Austin, Marky Mark. Zuckerberg is not only telling the regime media it can go to hell, he's admitting that Facebook engaged in censorship. We are going to dramatically reduce the amount of censorship on our platforms. He admits that the MAGA movement is dominant and that now we're in a new era and cultural tipping point. He admits that following the lead of the corporate media with its fake fact-checkers and all that bullshit about language being violence killed free expression on his platforms and hurt innocent people. We are getting back to our roots about giving people a voice and free expression, he said, adding that the media-endorsed system resulted in innocent people's content and accounts being taken down. Yes. We must keep a close eye on Zuckerberg to ensure he keeps this promise. Nevertheless, he has crossed the Rubicon. You do not, especially when you are in charge of two of the biggest social media sites on the planet, shove it up the regime media's ass in public like this. If you want to remain in the club, you cannot say their fact-checkers are biased. Second only to abortion, fact-checkers are the media's sacrament. And you certainly do not use the word censorship to describe what the media want. Instead, you're required to use the words safety and inclusive and anti-racist. This is not only a humiliating loss for the corporate media. It is a very public acknowledgement of how weakened and irrelevant the media have become. First, Trump pointed out they have no clothes. Then Elon Musk pointed out they have no clothes. And now Mark Zuckerberg just took a chunk out of the hide of the weakest member of the media herd. The legacy media's power has been an illusion for a long time. Now that this illusion has been shattered, we're living in a whole new world. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.